Thank you for joining another episode of Church Talk. Today, we're going to talk about one characteristic Jesus had mentioned in John chapter 8 and verse 31. He said Jesus was talking to the Jews here, and he said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." And so, this is just one characteristic of how you recognize a disciple from a believer. Okay, because there's a clear distinction between a true disciple and a true Christian or a true believer. Jesus isn't saying that a true disciple is a second stage in Christian life, but he's saying that this is the distinction between a believer and a disciple. You have to be in God's word in order to be a disciple. There have been ministries who talk that way, who, you know, first you're an unbeliever, then you're a believer, then you grow into a disciple, and then you're a disciple maker. And that's not what Jesus is saying here. That's not the thought process of Jesus at all. And one piece of evidence for saying this is to notice the words he uses in verse 31. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. So they already were believing in Jesus. And he said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." And so, you know, he wasn't saying to these professing believers, "If you abide in my word, you will become truly my disciples." So in other words, he did not teach that being a true disciple was a later stage after simple belief. No, he said that if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And now that if you have believed, here is how you can know what you are, because you can know your belief is real when you are truly abiding in God's word, because you are now his true disciples. And so there's no thought here about true discipleship being a second stage of Christian maturity. True disciple means true believer or true Christian or true follower. It means, for example, truly forgiven for your sins. If we look back at verse 24, he says that, "I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am the one who died for your sins." So he says that if you believe in me, you will not die in your sins. And so, you know, why not? What happens to our sins? Well, they're forgiven. They're taken away. Back in John 1, in verse 29, Jesus is called the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So how does he do that? He tells us in John 10:15, "I lay down my life for the sheep." So Jesus takes our place and receives God's punishment of death, which we deserve, which means that the wrath of God is totally removed from us. And instead of getting wrath from God, we get life and adoption from God because of the death of Jesus. In John 3:36, listen to these amazing words about God's wrath. "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. But if you have believed, truly believed, God's wrath does not remain on you. Never again will you taste it, ever." So a true disciple, in verse 31 of John 8, he's, you know, abiding in God's word, remaining in God's word, digging and wanting to know what God says. And God's word is how God is revealed to us. That's how we see God more. And so a true disciple is a true Christian and a true believer. A true believer isn't a true disciple, and a true Christian isn't a true disciple. But a true disciple is a true Christian and a true believer. Because a true disciple, their sins are truly forgiven, and the wrath of God never again rests on him. He has true eternal life. He is one of Jesus' sheep, and no one can pluck him out of his hand in John chapter 10, verse 29. He's no longer a slave, but a son of God. He is the heir of 10,000 blessings that come to the children of the creator of the universe. That's what it means to be a true disciple, to be saved from sin, rescued from the wrath of God, and already in the enjoyment of eternal life. And so in John chapter 8, he says that if you abide in my word. So what is Jesus referring to by the phrase "my word"? This is another question from John 8:31. This word is singular here. It says my word, not my words. This means that Jesus is thinking of the sum of all that he has taught. We could leave it at that, because Jesus means abide in all that I have said. Abide in everything, all my commands. Singular, abide in my word. But you know, my guess is that Jesus wants us to ponder what the sum of that word is. And truly, the answer to that is he is the sum of his word. All his words in one way or another draw our attention to him. Think about what Jesus said. He said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am not of this world. I am the good shepherd. I am in the Father. I am the resurrection and the life. When you take all of his words together, they have one great focus. And the focus is Jesus himself. He said in John chapter 20, verse 31, which is the whole purpose of why John wrote his gospel, these are written, all these words are written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. All of these words point to Jesus. All of Jesus' words point to himself. And so, which is why we get to chapter 15 in John in the Gospel of John, and Jesus can say not only abide in my word, but also he says in John 15:6, abide in me. And if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch. So the answer to our second question of why my word, you know, why is Jesus saying my word? The answer to that would be, if we want to know, if we really want to know, is so that we can know Jesus more, so that we can be drawn to Jesus' teaching, which is all summed up in himself and all that he is for us as the crucified and risen Son of God. And so that's what knowing Jesus through his word is all about. It's knowing, number one, that we're going to be a true disciple, and number two, that we're going to become closer to Jesus, and we're going to know more about Jesus himself as he reveals himself to us. And so thirdly, what I want to focus on is what does it mean to be in that word? What does it mean to be in that word? If we abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, is what Jesus says. So here's a picture of what I think it means. The word of Jesus with himself as the center and focus of it has a kind of force field, like a magnetic field around it. And when you are in his word, you are in the force field. You're under the sway of the force coming from his word. For example, I'll give you a couple of examples. Part of this force field is the truth of the word. So when you are in the word, you are in the persuasion of the truth of the word. You are persuaded that the word is true, and you live in a force field of that persuasion. You live in truth. And think about the beauty, okay? The beauty of the word. And I'm not talking about just the style of it being beautiful. I'm talking about the morality and the spirituality being beautiful. And when you are in that word, you're in the attraction of that beauty. You're held by that beauty. Let's see, what's another thing? Oh, another part of the force field of the word is the power and grace of God. So when you're in that word, you're made peaceful and hopeful by the word. You have peace, you have hope now, because you trust in that word, because it can do what it promises, and what it promises is gracious. And the force field also includes the word as light. So when you are in the word, you're being illuminated and guided by the word. You see everything in the light of the word. So when Jesus said, if you abide in my word, being in his word means being in the persuasion of its truth, the attraction of its beauty, the treasure of its value, the peacefulness of grace and power, the nourishment of its bread, the refreshment of its water, and the brightness of its light. To be in the word of Jesus is a whole new life. This is what it means to be a true disciple. is to live in the word of the riches of the word of Jesus. But Jesus does not simply say that the true disciples are in his word. He says they abide in it. And so that brings us to the last question that I'm going to answer today in this episode. What does it mean to abide in his word? Because Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. So the word abide means to simply remain. It doesn't carry in, it doesn't carry any special spiritual connotations in itself. It means to remain in its word. Don't leave it. Don't go find something else. This doesn't mean that you can't lay your Bible down and go to work. No, abiding in the word of Jesus means remaining in that force field of the word. It means not leaving it. Abide means not ceasing to be persuaded by its truth. Abide means not ceasing to eat and drink from the word as the bread of life and living water. Abide means never ceasing to walk in the light of the word as though any other light could show the secrets of life. And so that's what it means to abide. And so if we abide in his word, then we're truly being his disciple. That's the power of Jesus' word. That's the joy and the beauty of Jesus' word. So that's really all I got. So kind of a few things to leave you with. If you're a believer in Jesus, may the Lord use the word to confirm and strengthen and gladden your heart in the word of Jesus. If you're an unbeliever listening to this podcast, may the Lord use this word to give life to your spiritually dead soul and give you faith and joy through Jesus who died so that you might have eternal life through faith. And if you're a nominal Christian, if you're a phony believer, I pray that God will use this word to show you what a true Christian is and wake you up and give you a true spiritual taste for the truth and beauty and value and grace and power and brightness of Jesus and his word. So that's it. That's all I got. Tune in next week for more on discipleship and what it means to be a disciple. Thanks for listening.